Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Justin Sherrod with Rabobank about sustainability and carbon credits worldwide. And you have the perspective of seeing how different countries are dealing with sustainability in agriculture and the carbon credits. With all that said, can you boil that down to a visionary's point of view?
A visionary, I would say. Things are moving very fast at the moment, Kyle, and that speed is only going to increase from here. A couple of years ago, many of us couldn't spell carbon credit. Now it's just become the sort of thing bandied around the kitchen table, because we all know something's going on here, and we're all trying to figure out at the moment how we can participate in that in a way which is good for our business, and may also be good for our business in two ways. Helps us to maybe improve our productivity, which is the lifeblood of agriculture everywhere, and also helps us to tick the box on sustainability and maybe unlock some new revenue streams in the process.
So you truly see it as an opportunity and not a hindrance or a threat?
There's a dark side to every opportunity, right? And I'm not saying that this is one-way traffic and it's all good news and the streets are lined with gold. It's not like that. Because once you go down the pathway of carbon credits, you are more or less making a permanent decision about how that land is going to be managed into the forever future. Not just this year and the next couple of years, but you are making a permanent decision about land use or land practices that you are taking. And I'm not saying that's all bad, but I'm also saying it's not all good either. You're reducing some flexibility. So if you're clever, if you're smart about how you're going to do it, you're going to maximize the productivity potential of the land and also optimize what you can do in terms of carbon storage. If you want to plant trees everywhere and get the short-term uplift of whatever carbon value that is going to be for you, okay, that's fine, but remember, you're not going to back out of those trees in a couple of years should you change your mind, or should one of your kids suddenly say to you, actually, I am interested in coming back and taking over the farm after all.
If it's like a lot of management practices, though, to improve it, you have to measure it.
Absolutely. And I think that's the starting point for so many people at the moment. Understand where you are today. Understand what the opportunities are to get better. And understand who's going to reward you in some way for doing that. Recognizing that reward is not only about, am I getting a different revenue here? Reward might be about access to a market. Reward might be about a longer-term offtake agreement with somebody. Or reward might be about a change in the relationship with some of your input suppliers as well. So there's a number of ways of thinking about reward, including, perhaps in the future, how you access finance and the cost of capital.
So if I'm a producer and I have actual measurements on my land, whether I'm an early adopter or something that I'm improving, it's provable and a lot of people want to buy into that story.
A lot of people want to buy into that story. I think the question is, what are they going to pay? And, you know, that's where we are in this fast-moving space where we're all still figuring that out. Buying into that story literally is a question of how those markets are going to develop. Buying into that story metaphorically, absolutely we're there. I think there's a momentum behind sustainability and the push there that is going to be with us for as far as we can see. Why? Because it's the food service companies, the food retail companies that sit at the downstream end of our chain that dictate what product gets into the market and how it gets into the market and how much people are paying for that. They're the ones that are really driving the bus, and they're the ones that have made the commitments to actually have that change all the way back upstream in their supply chain, even though they've never been to a ranch before.
But I can't prove it if I don't measure it.
You cannot prove it if you don't measure it. And there's a question about who you share the measurement with and when you do it and on what basis. But if you don't have the measurement, you're not even able to be part of the conversation at the moment.
We're visiting with Justin Sherrod. He is with Rabobank. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.